Hello, we are back again with another episode, another installment of the Let Us Become Sharper / TNS podcast. Let Us Become Sharper, you know, the title. That title comes about because that's the goal. And several years ago, I was trying to find my place, you know, careers, occupations. What do we say? For lack of a better word, your job. We all looking for security. Everybody's looking for security. What is the importance? What is the seriousness of security? And while I was fishing and looking for that said security, I asked myself, you know, what's the next step? Started off cutting, barbering, and I moved up to actually, you know, having the luxury to have my own business, to be an entrepreneur for myself with my clipper business. I went around to all the shops and I met very, very important people, pillars of the community, barbers, stylists, the whole nine yards. And while doing that, I had to find my purpose, find the goal. Why does one do, you know, what one does? And the goal was not to be perfect, because I made mistakes. You know, we all have, but I've made mistakes, especially in the business. You know, getting it to the level that I have it to today. And one of the things that I had to understand was the goal, you know, the mission statement. What was the purpose of the business? And the purpose was to become sharper, not to be perfect, not to do everything as if I was perfect or even pretend to be or even profess to be perfect. But the goal was to become sharper. Meaning to improvement in such a way that it's key, you know, it's important, that it's of significance to improve incrementally. So if we on a six, the goal is to move to seven or even eight, but we're becoming sharper every day. So we're taking that from my actual reality from my world and bringing it into the podcast with the title Let Us Become Sharper. So that's just how we landed our title here on in the Let Us Become Sharper network. And also the title is / TNS. The TNS stands for the Thursday Night Society. And the Thursday Night Society is something that's very, very near and dear to my heart. You know, the hours of the Thursday Night Society go from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. And let's outline the purpose, because, you know, everybody and everything in this world has rules. And these are the rules of the Thursday Night Society. The hours are set from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. intentionally. Because Thursday night ends at 2 a.m. sharp. Sharp is the title. Let Us Become Sharper. It ends at 2 and it begins at 7. And what this is, the purpose of it is, you know, there are guys out there, there are women out there who are just fly, beyond measure. So my goal was to create or even give an opportunity for those who are fly, for those who are unique, different, to be able to express themselves within reason. So, for example, maybe you got a pair of shoes, or maybe you have a garment that you haven't worn in a while because you didn't have any reason to. Well, Thursday night gives you justification to wear your platinum shoes or your mink coats or, you know, whatever it is, or have your pocket watch that's a relic, that's your ancient relic of a antique pocket watch, to actually wear it and come in. So that's what Thursday night is all about. You know, these last Thursdays we've been having going on, we've been having champagne versus tequila. So we got champagne on one side for all the champagne drinkers, and then we got tequila on the other side, and some mix in the middle. Who knows how that goes? But Thursday night is definitely the opportunity and the appropriate time to do such. So we've really been having a ball there, and we always have a cuisine. We always have something, some food there, and we have it there. You know, you can come in and you can be yourself. It's really a safe space, as we were speaking about earlier in other podcasts about the purpose of Thursday night, but that's what it is. So, you know, if it sounds like something that you're interested in, you know, inquire and check it out. But that's the title, Let Us Become Sharper / TNS Podcast. So, you know, I come in to let you know that the rules, we were speaking about rules earlier. Coming into a new year, that's been just my theme. My theme has been, I've been kind of focusing on rules. These are the rules. You have rules. I have rules. Everybody has rules. And rules are bent sometimes, and rules are broken at times, but that's at your discretion. But I have been focusing on the rules and establishing rules and parameters within my life, and also within my time and existence on this earth. So, you know, I have my mission statement. I have my goal. This is the script. You know, the narrative is the script, and the script is the narrative. Thank you for all your support. All cash is verified. And when it comes to writing the story of your life, make sure you have the pen. Make sure that you're the one in control, because this is what they're targeting. This is a rule. This is what they're targeting. They're targeting your narrative. And it's an easy way for you to be viewed differently than the way that you should. So I'm glad to be here with you. I love coming here doing this podcast, because it gives me a voice. It gives me a place in the world, you know, something that I can do that's really my own. And I came up with, I've been doing some thinking, you know, observing the rules, and I came up with the happiness edition. The happiness edition is going to be a few parts that I want to work on, a few parts of this game that I want to go through, a few segments here of the happiness edition. And the happiness edition is going to be something that I really, really focus on, because that's a really, you know, like I speak coming into a new year, speaking about the rules, that's a big deal for me. One of the major, major points in my life is happiness. And that's something that I feel, this is all my opinion, that's just something that I feel that has to be guarded. And that's also something that I feel that has been, or in many ways, taken for granted. So we're going to speak about happiness in the happiness edition, the importance of happiness. So what is the importance of happiness? What is the importance of happiness? I believe that the importance of happiness is, I believe that's the goal of life. I think that happiness and satisfaction, and I'll be greedy with lack of a better word, gratification. I believe that these things are important. And I believe that everybody wants to be happy, even if doing wrong makes them happy, or even if, but I think the goal is to be satisfied. And I think satisfaction and happiness go hand in hand. But yeah, I was speaking about the importance of happiness is very important. It's very key. And it's just something that I strive for and I aspire to every day. The things that have brought me happiness. So, you know, being let us become sharper. And over the years, I went to a lot of the shops, you know, running my business. But there was a time where I was very, very happy many years ago. Back in the days, the beauty supplies used to deliver to the shops, show my age a little bit. The beauty supplies used to deliver to the shops. So when you didn't go to the beauty supply, they had a route of certain shops that they would go to and they would bring the products to the shops. Okay. So I'm at the shop one day and I purchased a pair of clippers, Wall Seniors. These are not to be confused with the Sterlings. These were the Wall five star senior blade, with the gray cover. So I bought them and I had had several pairs of Walls before, but I had the five star Wall Seniors this particular day, with the gray switch. So I was working in peace and I just, you know, doing my clients. And after just a little time of using these Wall Seniors, I realized something. These were amazing. The coolness, the quiet but strong motor in these. The blade so precise as to cut cool and crisp. I was in heaven on earth when I had that tool. And that was my introduction. I think I cut with the Walls. I just recently put my Walls down. And this had to been, this was before the new millennium, I believe. This was some time ago. That's the Wall Seniors brought me happiness. It was a life changer. It was a game changer. It made my work go and flow effortlessly, seamlessly. And I had a smile on my face when I had my Wall Seniors. And after I got rid of those Wall Seniors, just to tell you the truth, I bought another pair. And over, I stayed with that particular clipper, that Wall Senior, that five star, because it brought me happiness. And it brought me happiness at a time where I was actually happy overall, but it just heightened and it took my happiness to the next level. These are the things that make me happy. When things work right and things are going smooth, I'm able to be happy. But the importance of happiness is just like it's paramount. You have to have happiness in your homes. You have to have happiness at your job, your careers. Because if you don't have happiness, you ain't got much. Because you're disgruntled, because you're not happy, because you're not pleased with the way things are going. So I want to today just have you reflect for a minute, and I also want you to think about what has brought you happiness in your life. I can give you a million examples of things that have given me happiness in my life, such as those Wall Seniors, those clippers, those beautiful clippers that I no longer have, but they, you know, this many years ago, but they was cold. So what has brought you happiness in your life? This is a rhetorical question, but you can also inform me and let me know in the comments. What has brought you happiness? We can talk about it. You can even come on the panel and speak to it. So that's that. You know, the happiness edition is something that I want to continue to work with. But happiness is important. You know, you got to have happiness. And I think happiness and peace go hand in hand. Not having peace and not having happiness is a tough life. And I don't care how you cut it. That's just not the way to be. So, you know, moving on in here, you know, as I sit for my podcast today and speak to you, I want you to know that my mentor in this game name was Ulysses. And Ulysses is one who brought me happiness because he taught me and gave me the understanding of a trade that has taken care of me for my entire life. And Ulysses was one of the best barbers that I've seen and one of the most skilled professionals that come to top of mind when I think of this, who has paved the way for me to come along and blossom and be able to speak to you, especially on the platform like this. So, you know, many, many years ago, you know, they had the players on the street, and I was blessed enough to sit down with another one of my mentors, and he told me his statement. You know, we put our statements together, but his statement was, it's always a treat when the players meet. And I add to that, we got to put the players back on the streets. They took the players off the streets. And when you hear the word players off the streets, it's nothing but cast members. So, for example, when I was young with my Wall Seniors, I was a player. I was a cast member. I was a barber with pride and happiness. And I would smile and I would greet you when you came to the shop because I was glad to have you there because I was happy. So a lot of the times now we're dealing with when you walk into a door, just take the shoe stores, for example. You walk in the door, they look at you like you didn't, like you're not a paying customer, because I don't believe that they're happy. When you go to these establishments, these restaurants, these fast foods, nobody seems to be happy. So we got to put the players back on the streets. We got to put the cast members back on the streets. We got to put happiness back on the streets. So it's always a treat when the players meet. They took the players off the streets, but the goal is to put the players back on the streets, you know? So that's what I do. I want to start off putting the players back on the streets. I want to make a list of items that I want to see back on the streets. Now, we were in our think tank at the shop, and this was about, four or five days ago over the weekend. And I made a suggestion. I want to see what you guys think about this. It's always a treat when the players meet. They took the players off the streets. I want to bring, although we're streaming, although we have the platforms, I'm not going to name them. You know what they are. You know what I want to do? I want to bring the cassette tape, the CD, the vinyl record, and the 8-track. I want to put them back on the streets. This is what I want to do. I believe that the day may come where we can take these items and put them back into the vehicles, put them back on the streets, and open the record stores back up. This is just something that I want to do. So with that being said, that's putting the players back on the streets. A lot of record stores were populating and had actual jobs. A lot of those record stores were careers for people. When the streaming came along, it shut down those brick and mortar record stores. And now we go to our phones and our devices to hear the latest music. But I think they need to start pressing CDs again. I think they need to start pressing cassettes again, and manufacturing the cassette players and the CD players to listen to it again. So that's just an idea. That's just something. But that's something that brought me happiness. Going to the record store and opening a new, purchasing a CD and taking the plastic off and open up and reading those liner notes and seeing the cover art, that was happiness. So although technology has moved forward, the happiness is gone. And when an artist drops an album now, okay, I go on my phone, and no sooner than I'm listening to your album, I'm back on Instagram. I'm not taking you serious. So we want to put the players back on the streets. And I'm creating a laundry list. I'm creating a list now. I'm going, it's going to be verified. I'm creating a list of all of the things that this is just my that I feel should go back on the streets. But that's one of them. Cassettes, CDs, records, you know, the vinyl. And if you really want to get fancy, the 8-track. But I want to put these things back on the streets. But as I say, the narrative is the script and the script is the narrative. And when you're writing your story of your life, make sure you got the pen. So, you know, I really want to talk to you more in the future about happiness. And when I come on my podcast, my mission statement moving forward, you know, my mission was always to be positive energy, to exclude pessimistic behavior, exclude negativity, and institute optimism, you know, bright hope for the future. That's always been, you know, my purpose. But now I just want to spend some time on the happiness edition. I want to expand upon the purpose of happiness and the importance of happiness. And I want you guys to be happy when you see this podcast. I want you to be happy when you see me. And I want to be a steward of happiness and good vibes. So, you know, I'd like to thank all of my supporters. All cash is verified. I'd like to thank you from the bottom of my heart to all my supporters in business. And I also want to thank you for my supporters, my personal supporters. All cash is verified. Anything coming in or going out is verified, is documented. So you guys are the best. And yeah, that's basically it. So speaking with you today about happiness, the happiness edition, about the importance of happiness, that's really, really a major, major thing. And, you know, like the questions that I ask to you are, what is it in your life that brought you happiness? And I'm telling you, you know, every time I talk to you, I'm always talking about some old Clippers. I know that. I'm always talking about some old Clippers or some Razors or something like that. But hey, that's my life. That's what, you know, that's what brought me happiness for some time. I remember we go to we'd be watching the game or something, and there'd be a couple of ladies around, and I'd have my tools, my Clippers and my Clipper bag there working on my equipment while watching the game and basically a kind of a chill atmosphere, but I'm still working because that's what, you know, that's what my happiness was birthed from. So that's just me. But yeah, what is it in your life that brought you happiness? Jamie, what is it in your life that brought you happiness?
Oh God.
That's a hell of a question. Yeah. What is it in your life that brought you happiness? One thing. Well, that's why I need to be doing this, because it shouldn't be that hard to develop. That's too big. That's a major item. I'm talking about something outside of that. A puzzle, a kite, a frisbee. Not at all. Well, that's something that we'll ponder. That's something we'll think about. He said his wife. And that definitely brings you happiness. Mine too. So yeah, that's something that we'll work on moving forward. What is it in your life that brought you happiness? Y'all think about that, because as I see, might take some thought to really remember or think about the things in your life that have brought you happiness. And I've outlined to you some of the things that have brought me happiness as well. So be safe out there. I got my truck running. We're about to take a chill pill for a minute. I might run down and just kick it. But you guys be safe out there. Be safe out there on the roads. And to the next time, till I see you again, let us become sharper.